I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, when you get a new pet, one of the first things to do is decide on a name. It should be something short so the pet will get used to it. It's also a good idea to avoid names that sound like a command or a reprimand. For example, if you name your new pet Beau, B-E-A-U, that sounds a lot like no. Your furry friend may not know whether you're calling him or scolding him. And although I've heard from so-called experts that dogs are more likely than cats to learn their names, I know my three cats not only know their own names, but each other's names. When I address one, the other two look at the cat I just called. June is Adopt-A-Cat Month, so you may be searching for the perfect name for your new feline companion. VetStreet.com published a list of the most popular names for cats. Oliver is again the most popular male cat name. Milo is number 2, up 4 notches from last year. Moving from 8th to 3rd on the list is Leo. Down in the number 10 spot is Kitty, which was 10th on last year's list as well. In fact, the top 10 names for male cats are the same as last year. They just moved around a bit. For female cats, the top name for maybe the 8th year in a row is Bella. Luna and Lucy came in 2nd and 3rd, and Kitty was number 4 on the list for female cats. The big surprise was number 5, which wasn't on anybody's list of popular cat names last year. Thanks to the popularity of the Disney movie Frozen, Elsa zoomed up from out of nowhere to land right in the middle of the top 10. There are certain cat names that I've really liked. I had a friend who named her white cat Casper. That's P-U-R-R with 2 R's. Maybe my favorite was the name my cousin gave his cat, Useless. When the cat died of old age, he got another cat and named it Useless, too. He called it U2. Why not visit your local animal shelter and rescue a feline friend of your own? The fun of choosing its name is just the start of a great relationship when you're speaking of pets.